This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Addressing a public meeting at Kawakhali in West Bengal's Siliguri today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Siliguri corridor in West Bengal is crucial for both regional and national security, and the centre is making all efforts to secure it. Mr. Modi alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress TMC supports elements that once threatened to block the corridor and isolate the northeast. The Prime Minister alleged that TMC emphasis on appeasement politics is clearly reflected in the annual budgetary allocations of the state government. Trinamool Congress's Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally in Khanda Ghosh, Purba Bardhaman, and criticized the BJP. She said a party delivers on its promises while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. In Tamil Nadu, BJP Chief Nitin Naveen is campaigning for State BJP Chief Nainar Nagendran at Sattur in Virudhunagar district. Former MP and actor Sarath Kumar and many important leaders of the party are participating in the road show at Sattur. BJP, AIADMK, PMK and the NDA Alliance party men have joined the road show. DMK Chief and Chief Minister MK Stalin campaigned at Paramakuri this morning. He also interacted with the public. The government said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and more than 52 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry informed that enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. It said that more than 2,700 raids were conducted across the country. The ministry said that PSU oil marketing companies have strengthened and continued surprise inspections and imposed penalties on 219 LPG distributorships and suspended 56 distributorships till now. Condolences are pouring from a wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Bhushan awardee Asha Bhosle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi mourned the loss of the celebrated singer. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has also condoled the demise of the legendary singer Asha Bhosle, saying she leaves behind an enduring musical legacy. In his message, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Her contribution to Indian music will always be remembered with deep respect." From renowned music composers and singers to leading actors, several prominent personalities from across the entertainment industry paid heartfelt tributes to the veteran singer. As already reported, Asha Bhosle passed away in Mumbai today. Her last rites will be performed tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi tomorrow. The national-level conference has been organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. The program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes. An Indian Army contingent comprising 60 personnel departed today for the 7th edition of the India-Uzbekistan Joint Military Exercise, Exercise Dastalik. The exercise, which commenced today in Uzbekistan, will continue until the 25th of this month. Defence Ministry noted that the exercise is conducted on a yearly basis alternatively in India and Uzbekistan with an aim to foster military cooperation and enhance combined capabilities to execute joint operations in semi-mountainous terrain. It will enable the two sides to share the best practices in tactics, techniques and procedures of conducting joint operations and will further strengthen interoperability, operational synergy and joint command and control coordination between the contingents. And that is the end of this news bulletin.